So now I'm going to do my second reading.
You came to us in 65, and from above you gave us love. Into the dark you sent us light, simply so we could do things right. Prabhupada, come again please. Here we are on our knees, begging if you please. And until we're back to Godhead, we pray and pray more each day, 'cause we love you, Prabhupada.
So my next reading is taken from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is from the Adi Lila, chapter 1, verse 35. So that chapter is usually referred to as the chapter on Guru Tattva, where the author, Krishnadas Kaviraj, explains nicely what is Guru Tattva. So this verse and purport I find most appropriate. Again, Adi Lila, chapter 1, verse 35. Mantra Guru Arjata Shiksha Guru Gana Tahara Charana Age Kariya Vandana. I first offer my respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of my initiating spiritual master and all my instructing spiritual masters. Srila Prabhupada now says, Srila Jiva Goswami, in his thesis Bhakti Sandarbha, has stated that uncontaminated devotional service is the objective of pure Vaishnavas, and that one has to execute such service in the association of other devotees. By associating with devotees of Lord Krishna, one develops a sense of Krishna consciousness and thus becomes inclined toward the loving service of the Lord. This is the process of approaching the Supreme Lord by gradual appreciation in devotional service. If one desires unalloyed devotional service, one must associate with devotees of Sri Krishna. For by such association only can a conditioned soul achieve a taste for transcendental love and thus revive one's eternal relationship with Godhead in a specific manifestation and in terms of the specific transcendental mellow or rasa that one has inherent eternally in one. If one develops love for Krishna by Krishna conscious activities, one can know the Supreme Absolute Truth. But one who tries to understand God simply by logical arguments will not succeed, nor will one get a taste for unalloyed devotion. The secret is that one must submissively listen to those who know perfectly the science of God, and one must begin the mode of service regulated by the preceptor. A devotee, already attracted by the name, form, qualities, etc. of the Supreme Lord, may be directed to one's specific manner of devotional service. One need not waste time in approaching the Lord through logic. The expert spiritual master knows well how to engage his disciples' energy in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, and thus engages a devotee in a specific devotional service according to one's special tendency. A devotee must have only one initiating spiritual master, because in the scriptures, acceptance of more than one is always forbidden. There is no limit, however, to the number of instructing spiritual masters one may accept. Generally, a spiritual master who constantly instructs a disciple in spiritual science becomes one's initiating spiritual master later on. One should always remember that a person who is reluctant to accept a spiritual master and be initiated is sure to be baffled in one's endeavor to go back to Godhead. One who is not properly initiated may present oneself as a great devotee, but in fact, one is sure to encounter many stumbling blocks on one's path of progress toward spiritual realization, with the result that one must continue one's term of material existence without relief. Such a helpless person is compared to a ship without a rudder, for such a ship can never reach its destination. It is imperative, therefore, that one accept a spiritual master if one at all desires to gain the favor of the Lord. The service of the spiritual master is essential. If there is no chance to serve the spiritual master directly, a devotee should serve him by remembering his instructions. There is no difference between the spiritual master's instructions and the spiritual master himself. In his absence, his words of direction should be the pride of the disciple. If one thinks that he or she is above consulting anyone else, including a spiritual master, one is at once an offender at the lotus feet of the Lord. Such an offender can never go back to Godhead. It is imperative that a serious person accept a bona fide spiritual master in terms of the Shastric injunctions. Srila Jiva Goswami advises that one not accept a spiritual master in terms of hereditary or customary social and ecclesiastical conventions. One should simply try to find a generally qualified spiritual master for actual advancement in spiritual understanding.
Gopinatha Krishna Sapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavane Sani.
Prabhupada kindly show help this soul who suffers this day. At every moment I just need to be. Kindly give me shelter at your lotus feet. You're teaching me to be pure and wise. Come and force open my closed eyes. Give me shelter, I have nowhere to turn. It's love of God I desire to earn. I'm such a fool, I cannot. All the things you have given me, you have taught all there is to know. But my acceptance is very slow. I pray to you with all my heart. Another star, so undeserving I know I am. Without your help I'm surely down. Please give me just one more chance. Like a puppet, make me dance in any way that you so desire. Just put out this blazing fire. I'm such a fool, I cannot. All the things you have given me, you have taught all there is to know. But my acceptance is very slow. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
A fire, a of freedom and light. You say we must stand prepared always to fight. By never retreating from what might seem defeat, we're learning to serve your two lotus feet. Oh, merciful Prabhupada, your eyes, they can heal. You're taking hard-hearted souls. Service, the ultimate.